Good? All right, awesome. It's never been a better time to start building mobile applications using Visual Studio and Xamarin as right now. You have an amazing Xamarin platform giving you access to 100% of APIs in iOS, Android, macOS, and Windows, and all wearable devices. But you also have an amazing cross-platform user interface library called Xamarin Forms, giving you access to tons of great controls and native user interface, all from shared XAML and MVVM data bindings. Now, what's great is that we want to build tools to help developers be hyper-productive from day one, but also week one, month one, and 1 year into their project. What I'm going to show you today is two different tools, starting with the Xamarin Live Player as a getting started tool to help you be super productive to start your very first mobile application, but also show you a brand new tool that we're working on. It's available in preview today for your 2 month, 3 month, 4 month down the line project that gets super complex. Now, if you don't know who I am, I'm James Montemagno. I'm a principal program manager at Microsoft. I live in this bright, sunshiny city of Seattle, Washington, where I swear it's bright and sunshiny every day. It never rains. I just happen to guzzle all the coffee and build all the great mobile apps. I've been doing so for nearly 7 years, and I've been at Xamarin for nearly 5 years. I love this. I've shipped more than 70 applications across iOS, Android, and Windows, and published tons of great NuGet libraries and GitHub projects because I simply love it. You can reach out to me anytime by just reaching out to me on Twitter or my direct email. I'm always here for you, no matter how small or how big the question or problem is. I love this stuff so much that I can't shut up talking about it, and I have a podcast and a show on Channel 9, where I continuously talk about mobile development, .NET development, and on Channel 9, the Xamarin show is focused on all things Xamarin. All right, enough about me. Let's get into the problem of just getting started, that day one. I've been a cross-platform mobile developer for nearly 7 years. You got iOS, Android, Macs, all these different things. It's complex to start with one, but we're starting with three or four. So what are those difficulties that we want to solve? Well, you have SDKs. You have Android SDKs and the 27 versions of them that are out there, iOS and different versions of Xcode, different versions of Visual Studio. Then you have emulators and simulators. There's all sorts of different types. Some are hyper virtualized, some are not. It's like, do I need a Mac? Do I need this thing? How do I actually just get an app onto my device? So that's why we try to solve these problems by coming up with a simple solution that anyone can get started with mobile development with nothing more than their iOS or Android device and an app that you download from the App Store. And that app is the Xamarin Live Player. It's a getting started application that takes all of your source code and interprets it on the device and allows you to make changes and see your changes in real time. And it's really simple. You just come into Visual Studio, create a new project, install the app, pair it to Visual Studio over your local Wi-Fi, and boom, your app is running on your device. That's it. A little bit about it before I go into a demo, because I do plan on lots of live demos, not just videos, is it works over your local Wi-Fi. So there's no magic. I actually am doing everything over a hotspot from AT&T, because that's the best way to demo. Why not? Because conference Wi-Fi is always great. And that's it. You're able to actually debug and test and see your updates in real time on the device. What's cool is that it's optimized for Xamarin Forms, specifically with XAML, but it also works with C-sharp-driven user interface. So if you're doing it from the code behind instead of XAML, it works great. Additionally, it's not just for the user interface. It also interprets your source code, so you can modify your source code and see it updated inside of the app. And lastly, there's no emulators, simulators, or additional machines required. I have no Mac up here, just my Surface Book 2. So let's go into a demo here and take a look. So I'm inside of Visual Studio 2017. I could also be inside of Visual Studio for Mac. In here, we have tons of great new project templates. When you have the Xamarin workload installed, you get Android project templates. Here's Android Native with Android Native user interface, but also XAML. TV applications, watch applications, iPhone and iPad, and a cross-platform app. This cross-platform Xamarin Forms-based app gives you your iOS, Android, Windows user interface, and a .NET standard project to share all of your code. Now, that's great because you can put your user interface there, business logic, everything that can be shared between the apps. Gives you a blank project or a full master detail application. And that's what I've done over here. So I've already created the project, and I'll walk through it really quick. Here I have my app, app 2, has a bunch of XAML views inside of it, a bunch of view models, so they're all one-to-one correlated, I have some data services in the back end with an interface so I can easily tie it up to my web back end, and have some items. I also have an Android, an iOS, and a Windows project because that's my native head. I can also come in and add any of my native resources or get access to any of the Android, iOS, or Windows APIs all in C#. So I never have to write Objective-C or Java. Now, when I want to get started, I set my Android project as the startup, and I'm actually screen mirroring my physical Galaxy device right here. When I come into debug, I have all my physical devices and emulators, but I also see my Samsung player. What I did is I came in and simply scanned the QR code, and instantly Visual Studio recognized it and was ready to deploy. So here, now all I have to do is hit debug, and this will go ahead and spring in. The bottom left, we'll see it's connecting to my device over local Wi-Fi and getting ready to deploy. It's connected. It's going to send all of the source code files, so nothing is compiled inside of the browser or inside of the IDE. Everything is sent over to my Galaxy device. Give it a second here. Let's see. One second. There we go. Perfect. Again, local AT&T hotspot. So now what's really cool is I have my full application running here. I can go ahead and use it. I can take a look at tap on some items. And when I tap on one of the items, I actually hit a breakpoint inside of my source code. I can come in, inspect any of the local variables, anything inside the IDE that I may need, and of course, I can continue on. So I can continue using my application as I would expect. Here I can go ahead and save an item, and it actually sees it right inside the list. Now that's pretty cool. I could also come in, and if I wanted to, stop debugging. So this will go ahead and stop debugging. Come into my items page, and maybe I want to set the background color equal to red, because why not? And then I can go ahead and hit debug again. This will now take all of those changes that I just made and send them over again into the Xamarin Live Player. So wait for it to kind of start up the local debugger session and send everything over, over there. Synchronizes all the files, and then it's going to reinterpret all the source code for the entire app on the device. So give it a few seconds here. It's deploying, updating. Got this. All right. I have faith in the deploy. It may be my local Wi-Fi connection here. Huh? Let's go ahead and try to stop debugging. When in doubt, reset the Xamarin Live Player. There you go. All right, let's try this one more time here. Cool. I think maybe it just had timed out. So it's going to resynchronize the files here and then try to debug it again. Come on. See, I have faith. I don't have that much faith to wait, apparently. Let me try one more time here. Yep. So that's a good question. So it's actually nothing is leaving the current device at all. Everything's on my local Wi-Fi network. Okay. So yeah, the initial handshake goes through to exchange IP addresses, and then synchronizes files back and forth. So I'm just going to see what's happening on here. So nothing is actually happening. OK, so I put it into a different mode. I'm having some issues with the debugger, go figure. But what I did here is I wanted to rapidly iterate on the single screen. So I actually right-clicked and I said live run. So it puts it into the single view. So I can actually come now in and say, I actually want to change that back to white and hit save. Now when I hit save there, it's going to take those changes and redeploy that single file back over. So now I'm rapidly iterating on a single screen of my application. What's really nice is that I can do this on any screen, or I can start coming in and adding new controls. So let's add a button in here, and we'll say name equals button hello, and I'll say text equals hello world in there, and just put a new control down. So now, again, it's going to take this single file of my application, redeploy, and I have hello world. Better yet, I can come in to my code behind, and I can say button hello dot clicked plus equals. I'll just add a new click handler. When I save this, again, it's going to connect, synchronize that file. When I hit hello, I see there's an uncaught exception because I throw an uncaught exception here. What's nice is I can just go ahead and say, let's display an alert and say hello, build 2018, and hit OK. Now, it'll go ahead and save those changes, redeploy them over to the device. And now, when I hit hello, ideally, if everything is working correctly, make sure we live run that. There we go, and hit hello. Now I am actually interpreting my source code on the device. So I never have to stop and start to redeploy. Now what's cool here is if I go ahead and stop this, I can also do this on my iOS device. So I actually am maybe screen mirroring my iOS device. Let's see if it's gonna pop up for me here. 4966, there we go. And what I can do is actually take my iOS device, I've paired my iPhone player, I'm going to hit debug. This, again, is going to synchronize all my files over to the device and should start a debug session on my device if my debugger is going to work for me. So I'll give it a second here. And now I have the same app with all those changes that I made on Android over on my iOS device. I can hit hello world, and boom, I'm good to go. So that's how we're enabling developers to get started really easily with the Xamarin Live Player in just a few minutes. But of course, under the hood, some things are happening. All the source code is interpreted on the device. We don't compile anything, which is why you don't have to wait for a full compilation to put on a device or anything. Again, they're not compiled. That's really important. And we also created this remote debugger that communicates with Visual Studio. Now, we made this as a getting started tool, but we still want developers that are weeks or months or years into their application to still have these productivity tools. And again, the Xamarin Live Player is getting started, because we can't simply interpret the world. Because often, developers are doing things like using custom frameworks like Prism or MVVM Cross, using embedded resources. It's hard to interpret reflection. And most importantly, it's hard to actually access native provisioning profiles because we're running your app inside of our app. And finally, custom build targets and build steps, things that are compiled into your app, aren't compiled. We're not compiling anything. So we had to think of something new. And that's why today we launched into preview for Visual Studio 2017 our Xamarin Live Reload for Xamarin Forms XAML user interface. It gives XAML Live reloading and retains the state of your application, of course, based on your architecture. And it works with a fully compiled application that's in debug or just run without debug. You integrate a NuGet into your app that can communicate with Visual Studio, and pure awesomeness happens. So let me show you what this does. The benefits here, since it's compiled, is it works with all libraries. It works on an emulator, simulator, or physical device. There's no additional app to install. And it also works on all platforms that Xamarin Forms supports, because it's just a NuGet library. It's available today in Visual Studio 2017. And again, it's really simple. You install a NuGet package, you initialize Xamarin Live Reload, and that's it. So let's take a look at that really quick. I'm going to hop back over into my machine. And now I'm going to go ahead and go into a little bit more of a complex application. So I'm here. This is an infragistic sample that I have open. It's called Mutu. I changed it to vegan Mutu because no one needs to drink that much dairy. So it's an application. It's beautiful right now. I've deployed it here, but it's actually really complex. If I go into the dependencies of this project, we can notice that it's using first Xamarin Forms 3.0, Xamarin Live Reload, a SQLite database, a signature pad, Prism and infragistic charts and gauges. So it's really complex. It has tons of styles, infrastructure, sample data, a whole bunch of stuff. So the first thing I'm going to do is open my app XAML. And inside of my app initialize, I initialize Xamarin Live Reload. That's it. Now I can open up any XAML page. So for instance, this main page. And here, Xamarin Live Player is ready to go. And all I have to do is hit connect. And that will connect over local pairing to my iOS, Android device or simulator. And it's ready to go. So we can put in some additional pages that I commented out for demo purposes. And when I hit save, it takes that XAML and redeploys it over to the device. That's pretty cool. But I'm on deliveries page, and we can scroll down inside of here, and we have this image. Maybe I want to make that a height request of 200 and a width request of 200, and we'll say aspect of fit. I'll go ahead and hit save inside of here. I'm just going to go ahead and reload any of my pages that I may have and make it bigger. Not bad. I can also come into my toolbox, and I'm going to scroll down here a little bit. And where did it go? My toolbox has apparently vanished on me. Oh, general. There we go. I'm going to go ahead and pull in a list view here. And this is a list view of all the items for this. So I'll give it a second here as it goes and pushes this code back over to the device. I'm just going to make sure it's working here. There we go. And now I have everything inside of here. Now, what's cool is that I can come in and I can actually start using the application like I would expect. So I got some organic almond milk, some vegan mozzarella cheese, and I can say complete all, sign it, sign away, hit complete. And now everything is still here retaining the state. If I come back in and I say, oh, you know what? I want to get rid of this map here and hit save, it still updates, but my state is still there. Pretty cool. Let's take it a little bit further and actually do a little bit more. I'm going to come over to the performance tab, which nothing is on. Here, I actually have my performance page.xaml. I'm going to go ahead and bring in a huge, huge snippet. Notice I'm on line 27 of 28. Now I'm on line 631, so about 600 lines of XAML. Now the first thing that we're going to notice here is that there's a lot of blue squigglies. We've optimized and brought in some quick actions into our chart here. It's going to work. Come on, infragistics chart. New. Come on, Roslyn. All right, when in doubt, come into VS Code. That's always my backup, where you have your performance page. All right, I'm just going to grab some of these controls, which I'm not sure why they didn't come up, and then paste them in there. So our blue squiggly should go away. I'm going to go ahead and hit save again here. And this is going to take a few more seconds because it's going to take all the XAML and push it over. But it's rendering all of it in real time in here. So I can take a look at my month, my year charts, everything that I would expect using Infragistics on my free, awesome trial. But I can come in and I can say, you know what, this is cool, but I want this font size to be larger. Boom. I can increase it. It updates that statistic period right there. Maybe I don't want all caps shouting at me, so I'll say statistics. Period. Boom. There I'm going to go. Now, what's nice is that I'm modifying all of my code inside of Visual Studio, but it's actually the code that I'm going to deliver at the end of the day to any of my users. And then I can redeploy. I can go and debug, but notice I'm right here, and I'm not even debugging. I just have the app launched. And of course, I can redeploy it, and I'm good to go. So that's how we're actually able to take a full application that was months, years in development, and start optimizing and iterating on the user interface using Xamarin Live Reload. So a little bit of recap. Xamarin Live Player, getting started tool. You can get it from the App Store today for both iOS and Android. Nothing is compiled. There's no server. Everything is just interpreted over your local Wi-Fi, and that's it. But it does have some limitations. But if you stay inside that Xamarin Forms box, you're good to go. Xamarin Live Reload, it's a new product in preview today. You can get it for Visual Studio 2017. It's more for that production app level where you're doing crazy things, really advanced code, all sorts of libraries. The current limitation that we have now is that it's only for Xamarin, or XAML for Xamarin Forms. So I encourage you to check it out. You can check out these links for both the Xamarin Live Player so you can get started right here at Microsoft Build 2018 and give the Xamarin Live Reload preview a try, and we would love your feedback. So with that, thank you so much and have a great Build 2018.